For only the second time in a decade, and with the stock market on fire as a backdrop, the Federal Reserve decided yesterday to raise interest rates. The chairwoman of the Fed, Janet Yellen, announced that the rates will increase by 0.25%. Job growth, rising inflation, consumer spending gave Fed officials the confidence to make such a move. They also forecast a positive economic outlook and, as much as promised, three additional increases over the course of 2017, and that may be the surprise in this news. It's the first time the Fed has met since the election of Donald Trump, who has called for tax cuts and increased spending. Charlie Herman is business and culture editor for our partner WNYC. Welcome back.
Hello.
So we've really turned the corner now. We are now looking at rising interest rates, even at this small increment.
I think so. I mean, they have made this clear that they want to do this. Everyone thought that they were going to do two interest rate increases next year, and now they've said that they're going to do three. And in a way, we have been waiting for this moment when the Federal Reserve would, you know, lift off, when they would try and get back to normalization after the financial recession of 2008. And I think we're starting to see that now. They are slowly trying to get back there. These are very small increases. You know, right now we're at 0.75% thereabout for this key interest rate. A year from now, if all goes as they're describing, we could be about 1.5%. That's not a huge increase, especially when you consider rates in the past have been up around 3 or 4%.
But it will have an impact almost immediately on mortgage rates. Not huge, but it will have an impact.
It can have an impact. I mean, there sometimes is that connection and follow through that when you see this interest rate change, you'll see a change in those rates. Mortgages are often going to follow what's happening with the treasuries, U.S. treasuries, 10-year treasuries. And that's kind of been fluctuating a lot. And in some aspects, those will be related more to the perceived sense of what happens in a Trump administration. Is the economy growing really well? So maybe we want to take our money out of bonds, out of treasuries, and put it in the stock market. But one thing that will change pretty quickly probably, and we've seen this already, is your credit card interest rate, because a lot of banks will set your rate based on the Federal Reserve rate. They have a prime rate, and we did see some banks yesterday actually increase that slightly. Mm-hmm. So if you're trying to pay off your credit card debt, pay it off faster, because the more this rate increase, the higher your interest rate could be.
I can't imagine two more different personalities than Janet Yellen and Donald Trump. And I thought it was really interesting that at a time when there's so much uncertainty about what's going to happen post-inauguration, her message was as though we've been on the most tranquil course for the last 12 months. I mean, she expressed a lot of confidence in this economic growth. She thinks it's going to continue. Didn't register anything specific about the Trump administration.
Yeah, I mean, she said that, you know, we're operating under a cloud of uncertainty at the moment. Mm-hmm. And I think they're really taking this wait-and-see approach. We, you know, the president-elect has talked about tax cuts and talked about infrastructure spending, but the Fed is trying to base their predictions on what they actually know right now. And we don't know exactly what that would be. And what she sort of made clear was is that we're going to have this wait-and-see approach. If huge tax cuts are put through, then the Fed would obviously change their outlook, and that may affect the number of interest rates that they do. But I think she was definitely trying to put out there this sense of we want to see what happens. I will say one thing that was interesting is on this question of fiscal stimulus. This would be, you know, big congressional spending right. programs. You know, she did kind of hint that, you know, that often you would do that to give job growth. You know, you have high unemployment, so the government spends a lot of money and that would get people jobs. And, you know, she said that really we don't need that right now because unemployment is so low at 4.6%. There's this sense that, yes, there are a lot of people who have dropped out of the workforce that could come back in. But unemployment is low. This is to stimulate the economy just to get jobs created. You know, what we have is nationwide, of course, a low unemployment rate, and fiscal stimulus may not be the right way to go about doing that.
Yeah, she didn't say it was a bad idea, but she said we're going to get there anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to get there anyway. And so it sort of was, you know, not necessarily what we would want to see right now.
Exactly.
In terms of a third interest rate rise in 2017, is that a big surprise?
That one was, because people thought it was going to be two, and they said, no, we're going to do probably three. But I think predictions are hard. They have, you know, a year ago, previous years, they predicted they would do more increases, and when economic conditions changed, they didn't.
Charlie Herman, business and culture editor for our partner WNYC. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.